Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Did you write a budget for your farm, your business, or your family? If you did, you're well ahead of the federal government. We haven't had a budget in 5 years. Hopefully, that will change this year with Republicans in charge of both the House and the Senate. President Obama this week presented his vision of what the spending and taxing policy should be next year. That is just the beginning. President's budgets are more than anything political documents. It's a wish list. The president is telling the Congress what he would like to see in the budget. However, the fact is that the Congress writes the budget, the House will prepare a budget, and the Senate will also. The two will not be the same, and they'll have to be reconciled. The congressional deadline to complete the process is April 15th. We have in place now legislation which dictates a mandatory spending cap known as a sequester. Well, President Obama wants to lift that cap with a budget of $4 trillion. That's a 7% increase over 2014. And we have a total debt now of $18 trillion. We cannot afford that kind of spending. Some Republicans are pressing to spend more money on defense with the turmoil in the Middle East. Democrats want more money to pay for childhood education, tax credits for parents, paying for child care, on and on. The fact is, the president's budget should be no surprise. It's a tax and spend plan. Agriculture and small businesses will feel the pinch of taxes. He wants to raise a capital gains tax rate. He won't leave the inheritance tax alone. Raising the death tax is a priority. And he would tax banks more. The president wants to impose a 14% tax on the $2 trillion of overseas earnings. And that's one example where I agree with the president. What we really need is a complete overhaul of our entire tax code. The president's budget is not entirely dead on arrival. It'll help to open discussion and debate on important issues. A lot of people don't like the sequestration limits on spending, but I like that discipline. Too many politicians just want to spend money to buy votes. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.